What's up and welcome to this week's episode of How Not to Summon a Scenario, where we ask the important questions like, which member of the Justice League would make the best lover? Part 2. Alright, Aquaman.
He'd be gone underwater. Half the time. You can't breathe underwater where he goes. You'd either constantly be in a suit, or you'd see him like 50% of the year.
He's staying at your condo. I think he'd be alright.
It always smells of fish.
Yeah, fishy. Has fish friends. Does he smell like fish? Anyway, I've got thalassophobia anyway.
Does he smell like fish, though?
He's constantly around them talking. He'd smell constantly the ocean.
No, he'd smell like a lifeguard.
Oh, he won't smell like a lifeguard.
No, he'd smell like fish.
He's in the
water. Unless he's fucking them, which he might. He's spending a lot of time under the ocean.
It's the Nimbus.
Anything associated with the ocean is just a fucking, I'm good.
See, there's his one. But I also feel like he'd actually be quite nice to hang out with because he never seems pretentious. He never seems like
It's not Jason Momoa's Aquaman.
No, it's not, is it? It's regular Aquaman.
It's normal Aquaman. Uncool Aquaman.
He gets his moral reinforcement from you. He's constantly going to be like, the Justice League doesn't see what I'm doing.
Imagine trying to give that thing a blowjob and it's like, oh, fuck it, it smells like squid.
No,
it inked.
Yeah, but I think he'd actually be more reciprocative for you. As well, I think.
But you
more...
could be dirty too.
No, I feel like he'd be like the Deep from The Boys.
Yeah,
that's Rose. Your prejudice.
I want to bring a third into the bedroom. It's an octopus.
I've never tried it. Let's see.
Hot. Wet and hot.
I'm a no for Aquaman completely.
One,
two.
He gets a zero.
I'm going to give him a two because I feel like he would be quite nice and attentive.
Wouldn't touch with a barge pole.
No.
He'd actually be a person that would care about your feelings because he gets his feelings hurt constantly.
By the bullies in the Justice
League. Yeah, exactly. He'd be like, Batman, put a tack on my seat.
Flash.
He might be one of my favourites.
Everything is over too quick.
No. It's not over.
Could you imagine?
My asshole feels like it's been pounded. What did you do?
Friction burn on that hand job. There is not enough fucking lube or engine oil in the planet.
You'd come before you even realise.
Yeah, literally.
You wouldn't know.
You just wouldn't even realise. You'd just be like, I think I just came. What happened?
No, he'd do it enough times so you knew. There's nothing left.
Everything's just done too fast.
He went back in time and did it more.
Eats way too much.
No, but your food bill would be huge. But huge. You'd love to have all the eats, right?
No, because he'd eat it all.
He has these like high
thousands
density.
And thousands of calories.
Yeah,
but you're gonna get some
calorie
as well,
dense protein bar fucking
you're
shit.
It's not you go to reach for the sandwich in the fridge and it's gone. You're like, what happened then? It's just there eating it.
No, you're halfway through a sandwich.
You're halfway through a sandwich and it's just gone.
No, a slow red glove comes for your mouth and just pokes out the last bit.
No, you see it in slow-mo.
Everything's done too fast. He's a nerdy kid, scientist.
I kind of like that, though. That's all right.
That's fine. Like, he'll play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, exactly. He'd turn up. So you've lemon D&D group.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And he'd be great to hang out with on Xbox. Oh, imagine him in video games with his bloody hands. He'd be all over the place. He'd be your OG member on Fortnite.
The builder on Fortnite. Yeah. Builder he'd be.
We'd be fucking done.
Yeah, it'd be great. Although, it probably would also get boring. You're like, oh, we've won for a thousandth time. Yeah. And the Flash is the one that's carried us through. And I'm like, oh, come on. Man, just slow down. Like, a little bit.
Try be human just, for
just,
a second.
Just play with us. Like, properly.
And I came again. Not like that.
Play with us.
Leave me alone.
Where's my pants? Where did they go? I ripped them. Oh, for goodness sake, the amount of pairs.
And you've got to deal with the whole, his dad's in prison and he's trying to get him out.
Yeah.
My dad's innocent, my dad's More innocent, my dad's issues. Innocent. It's like... Oh. I know.
Just
he's
puts
innocent.
A prison jumpsuit on you. What are we doing? We're role playing.
Just go in there and take him out of the prison. You're the Flash.
Yeah, nobody
and
would even know.
Take
you
to an island or something in the tropics where nobody's going to Canada. Fucking find him.
It's fine, just go to Canada with him. Just fucking dump him there.
Jesus. No, no, I'm
a Batman
for
a new passport or something. Fuck me.
I would Whiny be like bitch. That. I'd be like, come on, you're fast, but you're not fast enough to be able to sort out your dad's jail problem. Like,
it's assassin him.
Just, well, I would. I'd be like, come on. Like,
I've had enough of hearing about it.
Like, you either do it or you don't, right? Non-committal.
But I'm tired of hearing about it.
Yeah. I'm going on Fortnite.
To be fair, though, take away from anywhere in the world again.
Exactly. Like, you're going to get food from anywhere.
You can run across oceans.
As long as he's not speeding around constantly.
But I don't think
right.
he would as well, because he can be a normal pace, can't he?
Yeah, he can.
Still has to consume those calories.
Yeah, though. But he still can be a normal pace guy.
He can.
So I reckon it'd be cool to hang out with. First year. Probably the first year. First time that you have some sex is going to be rough on everything.
A bit like a round of applause, wouldn't it? Yeah. With so many claps going off at once. You'd be like, oh my God.
Why are my ears ringing?
The instant.
And then, but it would, no, it'd be like,
the minute you're about to have sex, the next minute you're coming.
He's laying next to you with a cigarette.
And you'd be like, why are my ears ringing?
Was it good for you? Was what good for me?
It was like Adam Sandler from Click.
Yeah. You see that? No, it'd be like, I can imagine you're like, shall we have, and you say, shall we have sex? And he's like, yes. You meet him upstairs in the bedroom, and then all of a sudden your ears are ringing, and then you're like, oh, and there's the pain. What the hell has been going on?
I don't
on?
Know what happened, but my arsehole's fallen through.
Sounds like a goddamn panpipe quartet down there.
2 out of 10 for Flash from me.
100%. 4 for the takeaway value.
Yeah, good point. Right, so we got Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter can disguise himself as anyone. He can shapeshift.
Okay, I'm on board with the shapeshifting.
I'm on board.
But I date him Mystique, but it's a bloke.
Every well, it's fine. It's,
it can't. It doesn't have to be a bloke.
Can change into anything. I'm about it.
Yeah,
so
am I.
Sex, great.
Yeah, it would be enjoyable.
No complaints.
Yeah,
can't get pregnant because it's a Martian. It's a different
but
species.
Do you also think he'd get a bit self-conscious about you wanting to have sex with loads of different people, not him?
Not like the devil. Why don't you look at me?
You're not going to turn around to him and go, I want you to turn into Julie from The Office. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, and he's going to be like, are you cheating on me with Julie from The Office? And you'd be like, no. You're going to ask him to change into, like, celebrity.
Yeah, but he's still going to be like, am I not good enough for you? Am I not good enough to be?
I don't want to shag a green alien every night. Like, do you know what I mean?
That is offensive. I can't believe you just said that.
Well, when you've got the ability to change, you might as well change.
So you don't want me to be who I am?
Right.
Do you know what? Martian Manhunter 100% is like that as well. He's going to be worried constantly about his own self-image.
You'd have to deal with the fucking Oreos.
Oreos?
Oh, he's obsessed.
What, food? Oreos?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? I'd be all right.
You wouldn't know. You'd never be able to touch him. He turns into the Hulk. Very literally, he turns into the Hulk.
What?
Well, yeah. He eats an Oreo.
No, if you eat his Oreos.
Oh, like
Cookie
Monster.
No,
I don't need to eat his.
I mean, to be fair, I'm all right without that. I don't eat Oreos at the best of times. So as long as he stays away from my custard cream, like, or else I turn into the Hulk.
What else can he do?
He can fly.
Go invisible. That's a bonus point again. Invisibility can be a pro or a con.
That's definitely a con.
Yeah, you don't know when he's about.
He has a daughter, a cousin.
What?
I don't remember which one it is. I think it's his daughter.
I reckon,
Miss Martian.
Actually,
that's fine.
This guy seems like the most relatable. The Martian
I imagine him coming home as like a 50s husband. He just puts his hat on the fucking side. What's for dinner, honey?
And you in a penny.
And you're there like with a fucking oven on. It's like, oh my God, the fuck! Oh, for fuck's sake! Nice.
Should have got an electric stove.
Martian Manhunter is filmed in front of a live audience.
Should have got an electric stove.
I think, though, he'd be the nicest one to actually... I reckon you could settle down and have a good life with him as well.
I reckon you could as well. And he lives a normal Martian life.
Couldn't enjoy a nice log fire, though.
I mean, as long as he's not fucking around with it, it might be alright.
Do you reckon he'd be alright? Do you reckon you could help him out with his problem?
I reckon you would be the person that probably helps him with his problem in the end. Like, if you're with him long enough, you'd be like, come on, we've got to deal with this.
Now, we are unsure about the Martian bits and how to please a Martian. It might get weird.
No.
He might have a tickle button that's like elbow deep in his belly or something.
But I am making him change quite often.
That Does that change his insides or just the outside?
I'm not bothered as long as they stick it in it.
Every hole's a goal.
With enough lube and determination, you can get it anywhere.
Yep. Yep. He's not wrong. But
as Jim eyes the hole in the wall.
But to be fair, I don't see many things actually wrong with Martian Manhunter.
No.
Like, no, they're all kind of good. The invisibility could be a problem because he might get a bit iffy and jealousy. And
yeah, but he'd still talk to you about it. He's a guy that seems to want to be more of a human.
He is very...
Doesn't he, really? He,
mature with his emotions.
Yeah. And you'd be able to sit down and have a conversation like, look, I know you've got invisibility, but you can't just walk in on me showering without me knowing you're there. It's just strange. He'd be like, yes, I completely understand you.
I picture just him in the shower and the water like beating our ass. I know you're there, John.
Yeah, but that would be the thing. And then you'd have that conversation. He'd be like, yes, no, I completely understand. And that would be something that he'd deal with.
And you would have to put up with your husband's name being John Johns.
Mm.
It's a small price to pay. Yeah. 9 out of 10.
No takeaway, though.
Yeah, there's no real takeaway. 9 out of 10. And he would deal with the Justice League if they were bastards to you as well.
He'd get his ass handed to him.
No, but he would be like, I know that you're all being bastards.
Oh, yeah, he'd stand up for you.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, he'd get us an 8.
Yeah, exactly.
He gets an 8.
9 for me, because I don't
see
anything wrong.
He gets a
9 out of 10.
The shapeshifting is a big win for me.
That's like 5 points for him.
It's a big win, that one. More than 5.
Green Lantern.
Which one?
Is he your last one?
He must be the
last
one.
He's the last of the originals, yeah.
Yeah. There need to be more females in the Justice League.
There does, but to be fair.
One. It was one, that was it. Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Green Lantern.
Which one? Hal Jordan, Kyle Rayner, or
Hal Jordan, the most famous one, I would say.
We've got to go with the. I would say he's the original Hal Jordan.
No,
is he not? We've got to go with the original then.
What, yellow cape afraid of a 2B pencil?
No. We'll go Hal Jordan.
Like he was the color yellow is what defeats him.
Oh, yes.
And his weakness is wood.
Oh, imagine painting the house and you're like, shall we go with this magnolia and the sunset yellow? Which is like,
just runs out screaming.
Come on, dude, it's just Dulux. What's going on? I know the prices are high, but come on.
It's got to be Hal. It's Hal.
It's got to be Hal. So you're getting ex-test pilot, so he's got balls of steel. He's handsome.
Yeah, handsome, balls of steel.
Still human.
Still a human.
Could take you off planet.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Because he can shield you, can't he?
He can shield you with his ring.
I'd feel so, yeah.
While he destroys yours.
You can go on space adventures with him.
The vacations you could have.
Yeah.
Where'd you vacation this year? I went to Connecticut. Where did you go? Mars.
Yeah, Martian Manhunter was there. We spent a weekend at his. And then they were like, oh... Okay.
Can create anything. Yes,
I summer on Titan, don't you know?
It's very cold. You wouldn't understand.
I think also, because he's fearless,
yeah.
He would encourage you to do things out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. I mean, we're already doing anal anyway.
Yeah, but the thing is as well, right? You would be able to, with the Green Lantern, you'd just be like, I can tell you there is stuff going on in Alpha Centauri. Scientists. Just for your knowledge. Because you'd be able to actually learn this shit before them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah,
like Earth is sending out satellites. You're like, been there.
Been there.
Completed it, mate.
There's fuck all there, honestly. I don't know why you sent like $1 billion probe.
Water on Mars talking shit.
Well, there is, but I pissed on it. That's why.
But I put it there. That introduced the bacteria.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I took a shit.
Oh, they'd be like, oh, look at this fossilized rock. No, that's just my dad.
We were on our way to Oa to pit stop. I needed a shit.
There wasn't a truck stop for billions of miles.
And he could create anything, right?
Light constructs. As long as he knows what it is.
Yeah, and he'd be able to make you anything.
Does he have a con? What's his con?
A constant fear of death.
Oh,
like,
really?
You would, he's a fearless Green Lantern who, even as a normal human job, put himself in danger every single day as a test pilot.
I guess you'd be scared for his life at the time, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but like, is he coming home?
Yeah. Like, goes off planet. to go and save other planets.
Gone for months and months.
Yeah. So it'd be like being with somebody in the military, I guess.
Yeah.
In that sense, except this person goes. Yeah,
that's a good way of putting it.
Although you would have a good like surrounding group, wouldn't you? Really.
But it'd be so charming and attentive when he's there.
Yeah.
It would almost make up for it.
I mean, I can't think of a negative. You'd be able to do all the regular things.
You would, and he's not. And when he's gone, there's always that hope he'd come back anyway, won't he?
Yeah.
So, but he's going to want to do, like, skydiving and
you're
and
with
this
guy
stuff.
Who was a chosen protector of, like, that part of the...
You're going to know he's a good guy.
I mean? Like,
you know
he's a good guy.
He earned it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This guy has a ring that proves it, and then another ring from me that proves it as well.
You're talking about your bumhole.
Three rings, then. This man's beginning.
Sonic.
This man's going to sound like the fucking Lord of the Rings soon.
I'd fuck the rings out of it.
Yeah, I can't think of any negatives.
And I think he'd be more
no,
daring.
No, like the constant fearing for his life is kind of the only one, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's just the be all and end all of getting with a superhero.
He'd also want to.
It's not a fault of his own.
He'd want to try. Like different things as well. So you'd be like, shall we just have a go at a threesome? Yeah, and he'd be like, damn right, let's have a go.
I am fearless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I didn't specify with what. So let's see how this goes. Let's roll,
let's
roll that room.
A man and a walk through the room.
He's got to have a cock. I bet he has a really small cock.
I don't know.
Do you reckon that's the downside?
That's the downside.
Are you just making that one? Are you pulling that out?
Right out of thin air. he's got to have a negative. He can't just be perfect.
No, he's a god.
He's
getting a 10.
Have you seen
me.
Greek statues? I don't think you're.
I'm not gonna give him a 10.
It could be,
you know,
Ryan Reynolds.
It's a 9. It's a 9, isn't it?
It's a 9.5.
He probably looked like Ryan Reynolds.
9.5.
Yeah, well, that adds to 0.5, doesn't
there
it?
There we go.
It looks like Ryan Reynolds.
That's
9.5.
That's a 10 for me.
So our winner for the Justice League, who's the best person to. Your best lover, is Green Lantern.
It is. Good old Hal.
Ryan Reynolds, Hal Jordan, even though the film itself was... Yeah.
It was me.
Dies to himself.
No, he shoots himself in Deadpool.
Yes.
Yeah.
The end of Deadpool. And on that note, it's time for us to chuff off. All you summoners can join us next time for a brand new scenario. If you've got any questions or queries or just want to see what we're up to, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at How Not to Summon, or join our Discord at How Not to Summon a Podcast, or go to our link tree to find all our links, or go to our brand new YouTube to find all our juicy bits. I've been Shinny Senpai.
I've been Jim.
I've been Grayson.
See you later, guys.
See ya.
Ta-ra.